7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. Happy to have you along for the fun of it, as it were. Are we having fun yet?
I am.
Yeah. Ask me again in a half hour.
Wow, what are you going to do in the next half hour?
That's a surprise.
Is it? All right. I have a 2020 news quiz question about something important going on. In fact, the story is at DougSteffen.com if you want to highlight that. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, the National Enquirer claiming that O.J. Simpson is selling the murder weapon for $5 million. What does that beg from any of us? Credibility? Is there a point to all of this?
So apparently he's got possession of the knife that
they right. say that allegedly.
Yeah. But he must have gotten it from the real killer, right? He got it from the real killer.
I guess they proved that was the weapon because it obviously would have had DNA on it or something.
Yeah.
How did he get it? How did he get it?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I guess he was proved innocent or not guilty.
Not guilty.
So his belongings go back to him.
It amuses O.J. The article in the Inquirer says that he'll be able to make millions from his prison cell for selling the murder weapon, knowing that the Goldmans won't ever get any of the money.
Apparently, he's trying to skirt around the Goldmans by having this paid for in cash by whoever buys it,
yeah.
and then deposited it into an offshore account.
So how does he get away with it? Does he have to file? If you're in jail, do you file a tax return?
Sure.
Anybody know?
Money? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, money? I think
right.
you do.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Right, so how is
if
he going
to have to file taxes in jail? Everybody would be in prison.
That is prison. Yeah.
Hey, do you get unemployment when you're in jail?
You mean a check?
No, yeah, I don't think
you
don't, so. No.
How about Social Security, or if you're retired,
well,
crook,
you get,
and you're in jail?
You get Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah? Really?
Sure.
Good deal. All right, so you can check out that story at DougSteffen.com should you want to be going down that street. I have, as you know, from time to time, a lot of good emails, and every once in a while I like to share some of them.
Some of them are actually true.
What does that mean?
You know, some of the ones you read, like...
Oh, you mean they're real emails?
No.
What?
You will sometimes jump into a story without asking one of us, is this a real story?
Oh.
And sometimes you get caught there. But it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
We all have a good time. Right, you don't care.
We have to, the idea here is to have a good time.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
For the most part.
You want facts, go to somewhere
else.
Fun
with the issues. Yeah, you want to have boring facts. Listen to Bill Bennett.
Facts,
I was about to say, if you want facts, go to, and I can't even really fill in that blank.
Yeah, because you won't get it from Bill Bennett either.
You won't get it. Where do you get the facts
from? You won't get it from Bill Press. You won't get them.
I can't.
Facts. You won't. You won't get it from America's Morning Snooze.
You get somebody's.
That's for sure.
You get somebody's version of the facts.
All right. Here is Pete Campbell, who says, I enjoy listening to you on KLIV in San Jose at 1590. I wanted to ask you to take a look at our Facebook page for a possible on-air mention. It's called The Like of the Day. So, Jennifer, as I have not caught up with you on our social media, let's all go to Facebook now and go to Like of the Day. They're trying to bring attention to a good cause, a charity, ideas, that sort of thing. No politics, no religion, no controversy. They want to make their platform viral and vertical. So
and
says
this is on
Mr.
Facebook?
Campbell. Yes, it's facebook.com/likeoftheday, sort of like facebook.com/ Good Day Show or On Good Day, whatever. We have no sponsors, don't sell advertising. Would like to have you mention our Facebook page on the air. Feel free to mention any of our past likes. So, Like of the Day.
I got it.
You do. So what do you see? What's the like of the day today?
20 hours ago, like of the day was... okay, so they like something that somebody posted on...
Yeah,
okay.
It's a repurposing.
Maureen Hope passed away on September 27, 2012. Miss Hope was a documentary film producer and the author of Help Me Live, 20 Things People with Cancer Want You to Know.
Mm-hmm.
Her book taught people how to best communicate with people facing cancer. and other serious illnesses. Through her book, Miss Hope eased a lot of people's suffering. That's their like of the day.
Yeah. You're like Tuesday's like of the day, actually, because it's the Teen Kitchen Project,
yeah,
a nonprofit organization that brings young people into the kitchen to learn how to cook nutritious food. The meals prepared by these teens are delivered free of charge to people who are in crisis due to life-threatening illness. Very cool.
Yeah. So there's good stuff there.
Yeah.
So we're happy to plug. As a matter of fact, why don't you do it on our Facebook page, Jen Jen, as well. Like of the day. All right, so what do we have going on in our social media between Twitter? You got three or four things as usual cooking, Jennifer, right?
I always have lots of things cooking, Dougie. One of them is, which of these elements is most important in your life, the spiritual, emotional, intellectual, or physical? You can chime in on that at facebook.com/goodday show. We're also quizzing you. Do you read the tabloids? If you do, how often and which one? So far, it's pretty divided.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yesterday, we posted some pictures from the farm, which is kind of fun. Doug Steffens
Fall
on the Farm album with Charlotte leading the pack over there, so you can check those out.
Charlotte's
Edward said,
"On guard."
Yes.
Right.
Edward says, "Yours looks great too." But she loves the farm. Fall on the Farm in Michigan as well. That's where he's calling from or writing from. And then Loretta said, "Love your dog." And you know what? We love the dog too, Loretta.
Yes, we love
cute.
We love you, Charlotte. Oh yes, we do. Do you want to do a little buffing just to thank everybody? Where'd you go? She was in the hallway a minute ago, and that's when we heard all of the boof, boof, boof.
I know, but what was she boofing at?
I don't know. Charlotte, what's going on? Who are you boofing at?
Whoa. Kill, Charlotte, kill.
I know it is a vicious bark.
What are you barking at? Huh?
Throw a box out there. Let her attack something.
She did a good job on a box last night.
She needs to attack.
She does
right
in about 10 seconds. Hey, before we move on from Facebook, Gary Couts, one of our listeners, posted, "Why don't they give everyone over 21 years old $1 million of the ad money spent on the election and watch the economy stimulate?"
Would
that be awesome?
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Perfect. Ding, 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 ding. I got an email from Robin Hsu. S-C-H-U-H, lives in State College, Pennsylvania, listens to us there. A few weeks ago, I was talking about a McDonald's. We were earlier today yakking about McDonald's, and that's what brought this back up. I remember seeing this. The McDonald's on the corner of Route 9 and Route 30 in Westboro. This lady said, "I'm 46. I lived in Westboro when I was 12. We used to beg to go there. It was across from the Friendlies." The Friendlies, by the way, Robin, is out of business. "These days, my children think McDonald's is gross." And I thought that was pretty interesting, too. That do you know children, the reason I brought this up in part, do you know children who think going to a fast food place is passé, is gross, in fact? Richie, your children are of the right age to consider this, 4 and 8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do they think? 5 and 8. What do they think of the fast food joints?
We don't let them think about the fast food joints. Really? I've been able to brainwash them into thinking that McDonald's bad.
Uh-huh.
We do go to Wendy's a little bit because I feel that their food is at least...
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's you know, of the fast food chains. And Subway. We'll do Subway.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I try not to take them to the places that I grew up on.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go.
Victoria won't go near them. When she was, I think she was 10 or 11, she got a severe case of dysentery, the type that kills kids in third world countries in 3 days, from the McDonald's in Penn Station.
Yeah,
and
that place
she was
disgusting. Anyway.
She was in the hospital. Yeah, her babysitter took her there to eat.
Oh, that's a disgusting.
And
place.
She was in the hospital for about 6 days on IV and just, I mean, really in bad shape.
Wow.
And since then, she won't go near them.
All right, so there's a learning lesson there.
And this is a kid who makes herself lentil salad for lunch. You
there
know,
you
so.
Go. Here's an email from Jose.
Hey, one more thing on that, though.
Yes, Rich.
The local McDonald's in our neighborhood has tied themselves to all of the local schools, and they do these fundraisers.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and it's an obviously marketing
indoctrination. Yeah,
sure.
Right.
And so, what they do is they work with the schools, and any purchases that are made that evening, when it's Greenbrier West Elementary School night, you know, 10% of the proceeds go back to the school, and the place is mobbed with kids.
Of course.
And I noticed last night they had a sign out in front of the local McDonald's: "Come by tonight for the Rocky Run Middle School," you know, thing, and it's just, You know, so they get into the community.
Indoctrination.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Bob, you've called. Hi, what's going on?
I think Jen forgot one of the, you guys are talking about all the emotional and all that stuff, of, you know, that you're putting on the Facebook thing.
Yeah, reality, emotional.
Guys, with the financial part.
Oh.
Add financial to it.
Would that fall into, well, that's not really,
You're saying finances ain't stressful?
No,
I don't think that.
No, we were talking about the different aspects of our lives, and I understand what you're saying there. Financial
is what people dwell on the most.
Well, some people.
It'll give you a heart
Bob,
attack.
Here, I got it. Bob, would it make you feel better if we added it to the Facebook question?
Exactly.
All right, Richie.
Okay, I'm going to add
Jennifer,
it.
Take care of that. We want to make Bob a happy camper. Thank
Bob,
you, Bob.
From where? Where's Bob from?
Bob is from where, Bob?
El Paso.
Okay. You got it, Bob. We're doing it.
You're in.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Speaking of checking it out, losing weight, 30 pounds, 12 weeks. Do it? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you about Axia 30. AXIA. Axia 30 is a new breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula that has been scientifically proven in clinical studies to help both men and women lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Eat a balanced daily diet, first of all, about 1,850 calories. That's where you start. And then get on to Axia 30, a little exercise, get enough rest, and your average weight loss will be like the people in the study, 30 pounds. 30 pounds. That's the science. Axia 30, the new frontier in weight loss. Call 800-525-8346 and try Axia 30 for 12 full weeks risk-free, and you'll get a free month's supply of Axia 30 when you order as well. It's a 12-week risk-free trial of Axia 30, 800-525-8345. Let me repeat the number again, 800-525-8345.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever, and AIG Direct has partnered.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From 69, this is the beginning. Right, no, actually, disco era didn't begin until 73. So that would be mid-70s music, if I remember correctly.
George McRae. I'm not sure that it started that early.
What, disco?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's only around for like 5 years.
Yeah, mid-70s to the to 1980s, not 79.
Yeah, 74, 5 to like 81. Yeah.
Actor John Lithgow, Emmy Award-winning actor for his role in Third Rock from the Sun.
That guy's brilliant.
In 95, 96, 97, 98, and 99. That's a pretty good record, right?
Where's he been?
Lithgow?
Yeah,
I haven't seen him. Around. I saw him in a movie not long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
He's brilliant. He's a brilliant actor.
Oh, he's doing a lot of Broadway because Roberta, he likes Broadway. That's his vehicle. Yeah. He lives in New York and seems to like that a lot.
He can do anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Bad guy, good guy, goofy guy. He can do it all.
Right. So he was born on this date, 1945, 67. Same age, Jeannie C. Riley got a Grammy for the Harper Valley PTA hit she had in 1968. A lot of country tunes. I don't know. Are you a fan of hers, Jennifer? I know you love country music.
I love this song.
Yeah, but what about her?
I don't know much else that she sings, but
this
I do love
this.
One
of the most depressing songs ever recorded.
The Harper Valley PTA.
Oh, my God.
But it's got attitude.
Yeah.
That's why people like it.
That's why I like it.
All right, speaking of attitude, let's move on to the birthday of Patrick Simmons.
Yes.
Who is the guitarist for the Doobie Boys. This is their best tune. Not a bad tune. They're playing. Many others were better, I think.
The funny thing about Patrick Simmons is when I saw the Doobie Brothers 10, 12 years ago, I guess, he had just a little boy, like a 3 or 4 year old boy. And during one of the songs, the little boy walked out on stage with a little play preschool guitar, you know?
Really?
And he had these big headphones on that made his head just kind of wobble back and forth because the kid was so small. It was so cute. Very fun.
So Mr. Simmons is 64 today. Happy birthday also to Carl Wallen, who's a keyboardist with World Party. Last me on this one.
And him. Yeah, okay. I know.
Jennifer Holliday's birthday is today, Jennifer.
I love her name.
She's more known as an actress. She was an Ally McBeal. and touched by an angel. You'd recognize her if you saw her. Born in the state, 1960, so she's 52 today. Woody Woodgate, drummer for Madness.
One hit wonders, but a lot of fun.
Dan, yeah, 52 today. Todd Park. Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters. I see them about once a year in concert.
Good for you, Richard.
Good stuff.
Good points for you. Joy Bryant, Jasmine on Parenthood, 36 today. And Amy Carter, who is President Jimmy Carter's daughter. Do we know whatever happened to her?
She the troubled one?
Well, she wasn't exactly easy to deal with for them, anybody else, only child. But I wonder what happened to her. Anybody know? Is she working at something? Trying to remember the last time I heard anything about her.
She on the peanut farm, or did she not take over that business?
No. I think she wasn't interested in that. She was in some social thing. But she became rather large, if I remember seeing a picture of her, and not heavy large. I just thought I was taken aback.
She became rather large.
Don't beat around the bush. Tell us what you really
All right, time for our 2020 News Quiz question. Who is Kyle Camp, and why are we talking about him in the news? Kyle Camp, who is
his
he?
His middle name doesn't
What's
have a K in it.
What's his story? Kyle Camp. The story, 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Is this what your bedroom sounds like at night? What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
Program Friday. We always feel pretty strong and positive on Friday, but it's all in God's hands, as you know. Doesn't make any difference whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Remember the old ads? This is how my mind works. I just did that Sunday, like the old ads I used to do.
Sunday.
That was the drag raceway
in,
I think it was Thompson, Connecticut. Sunday, beautiful Thompson Drag Raceway. You'll see blues and sues and blues among us.
Is that when they say drag races, it has a whole new connotation.
Right. All right, here's our 2020 news quiz question. For those of you who may have dropped out for a little bit in the last half hour, I'll repeat this young fellow's name. Kyle Camp is his name. He's in the news. I would like you to tell us the story of why it is significant that this young man and his story be told. 800-510-8255. We do have the story at DougStephan.com. We don't have this story, however, at DougStephan.com. The story from New York, a couple using an unusual technique to break into homes and burglarize them. They have an 11-year-old daughter who can fit through the windows or doggy doors. So they send their 11-year-old daughter, Gregory Frank and Tara Morelli, were arraigned this past week on a joint indictment charging them with 23 counts of burglary, possession of stolen property, and child endangerment.
You know,
because they stick their 11-year-old kid through the windows and the door in order to get into the house.
I think I've told you guys on the show about a month ago, my mom was robbed. And when the police came, they actually told us about this father who had just gotten in trouble because he was sending his kid through windows, having the kid come into the house and open the door for him so that he could come in and ransack.
Hey, right, I mean, so, you go anywhere and there's kid pickpockets. On the corner the other day, I saw a woman, and this is a big scam where they, it's not, I mean, they're homeless, I guess. I don't know whether they are or they aren't, but they use their kids as the, they stand in the corner and tell the kid to go ask for money.
So am I being irresponsible for telling that story and giving people ideas? You sure?
Yeah, it's out there. Plus, you have to be aware of what's going on.
Right. I almost got pickpocketed in Italy by a little 12-year-old kid. My gosh. Now, his hand in my purse.
This next item has been around on the internet for a few months. I saw it a while back. I don't remember when I first saw it. And I sort of put it aside. This is another one of those things that I wonder about. Even though it's so sad, I laughed about it. The headline in the obituary column, entrepreneur dies at 25. Tragedy strikes again, another heartbreak for a New Orleans family. And the obituary reads as follows. Lamondo Flair Allen, an entrepreneur, died of gunshot wounds on Martin Luther King Boulevard. He was 25. Mr. Allen was a lifelong resident of New Orleans. Survivors include his companion, Kawana Armstrong, three sons, Christian, Kawan, Allen, and Lamondo Jr., six daughters, Deidreel, LaMarchelle, LaMashea, LaMondrell, LaMarja, and Coriel. His father, Burnell, his mother, Esther, and his stepfather, Bruce, eight brothers, and they list all the eight brothers.
Wow.
And anyway, it goes on and on and on. A funeral will be held today at 11 o'clock at Majestic Mortuary. A burial will be in Providence Park. Okay, so if you really dig into this story, the headline, again, remember, reads entrepreneur. And again, it's sad, but it's funny, and that's why I think it has some value. It took me a couple of minutes to get it, but this is the first time. This guy is 25. He has three sons and six daughters. That's number one. He has nine welfare recipients, and they all are worth $1,500 apiece every month. That's $13,500 a month.
Wow.
Food stamps, medical care, school lunches, and so forth and so on. But he's headlined as an entrepreneur. The guy was a drug dealer, and he was shot by police in the commission of a drug deal. But they listed him in the paper as an entrepreneur. I don't know. I mean, you look at this, but you do. But on the other side, the serious side of this, do the math. $13,500 a month. That's $156,000 a year, boys and girls.
Wow.
How many of you listening to me right now are making that kind of money?
Wow.
$13,500 a month at 25, and he's doing drug deals as well as ripping off you and me, the taxpayer.
Working the system, man.
Huh?
Hey, listen, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, does anybody have the Kyle Camp story, or should I just
give
tell
it away?
A story?
It's a nice little story.
Okay. This is, again, one of the Today's Show stories at DougStefan.com. Story of a 10-year-old youngster has Down syndrome. He went missing on Tuesday of this week. The good news is he was found along a creek near his home with a pair of puppies.
Four of them.
Oh, I saw the story.
Did you see this? That kept him warm overnight. Kyle Camp,
so cute.
His name. Police
apparently,
and firefighter volunteers went out looking for him. Apparently what, Richie?
Apparently has Down syndrome and followed his four puppies out the house and out of the yard.
Yep.
And they walked down along the creek, and then he got lost.
Yeah.
And then just huddled with the puppies, and they kept him warm. And he didn't have any shoes on.
Yeah. Very. But it's that's a good story. It's a good ending to that.
Yeah.
So you can check that out. Here's another one that I thought was good. This is one of these strange things, again, the reality of them. And I wonder, you know, what do you have, what can you say about something like this? This is just one of those amazing things that happens, and it's just sort of you register it in your mind with, oh, my God. Janice Olson, the lady's name, she and her family are now in magazine ads for Mayo Clinic. Pretty good reason. She's the first person ever surgeons at the Mayo Clinic have cut in half.
What?
They cut her in half.
Oh, I've seen that in magic shows plenty of times.
Right.
Yeah.
She had cancer all through her midsection. Mm. They took the cancer out and they put her back together again.
Wow.
And apparently now she's made a recovery. This happened earlier in the year. She's been going around to churches.
Did they have to sever her spine?
Yep, they had to cut everything. And then they put her back together again, and she's they removed one of her legs, apparently. I had to remove the leg, but she can get around now. And as a matter of fact, there's a picture of her at the Mayo Clinic website. You can see she had cancer, had her part of her pelvis removed, her lower spine. It took 20 hours, 12 doctors, and 20 units of blood. She spent a week in a coma, in a sense. But she was apart while she was in the coma. It was an induced coma. They put her to sleep for a week, and then they sewed her back together again.
Wow. Can you imagine?
You know, I think the question is it worth it? You want to go through that?
Yeah.
You know, that type of operation and
think about
just the recovery after. I don't know if I'd want to go through that.
It's funny. Yesterday I was reading a story yesterday about some new NFL equipment that they're using in helmets and in the chest to try and help to keep from concussions and then from chest injuries. They're using Kevlar in the chest, and then they're using these pads that were developed by the military. And I was also thinking about the advances that we've made in surgical procedures because of the things that just happened that you cannot believe in injuries to veterans and to people in the military. And the things that we can now go and take, that is horrible as it is, the things that happen to our military when they get shot or lose parts, limbs, or whatever it is, they take this knowledge and this technology out into the, you know, it's like NASA. Where'd Velcro come from? Where'd tank come from? Where'd microwaves come from? Where did all this stuff come from? We learn this, and it's just, it's very interesting to follow kind of the procedure.
And it's interesting also, Richie, she went through chemotherapy, all kinds of radiation, didn't help a bit. Because the cancer got into her bones. So they took out the bones that had the cancer in it, and they replaced it. A lot of muscle tissue as well. And that was the way she survived. And
how long did it take her to recoup from that?
Rebuilt it. It took her several months, expecting to be snowboarding and that sort of thing. But it just think about it for a second. They didn't have enough money to cover the operation, so friends and family raised $20,000 to cover some of her expenses and the travel and living expenses. She was in the Mayo Clinic for 54 days. But an amazing story. And who would hear that story? And that's the sort of thing that you need medical care for. It's not, you know, we talk a lot about how do you prevent some of the maladies that are costing so much money. And then I think that's legitimate, but there also are things like that that you can't. And this woman never smoked, never drank. She didn't do anything bad to her body. She just had the luck of the draw, as it were. And but she survived it. How many people would be strong enough using the four criteria we were talking about earlier, Jennifer? Emotionally, spiritually, physically, intellectually. How many of you could survive that kind of trauma?
Yeah.
Your body is cut in half. How many could even think about going into that?
Yeah, to sign up for that surgery.
To sign up for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Unbelievable. Richie just made a good point about some of the things that are done by our men and women in service to our country. Let me give you another underscore on that. When veterans return home, oftentimes in the theater of war, they do have problems. They get shot. They get the Purple Heart medal, that sort of thing. Wasn't it a great thing that some of the former Purple Heart medal winners started the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which now provides all kinds of services and programs, and they're not just for veterans who get the medal, but they're for all veterans. Some of the programs include processing veterans claims, educational opportunities, training for jobs, that kind of stuff, and yes, much needed medical care for people, as Richie said, that don't have the right kind of coverage. These people assist in identifying and helping homeless vets as well. So, if you have some cash you'd like to maybe give to the cause, or a car you don't need, or a boat, or something that's around the home that maybe your children use you don't need anymore, donate it to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It'll help provide funding for all these exceptional veterans programs that are so necessary today. All donations are completely tax deductible. Please, may I give you a number you can call to help them help all these veterans? 877-743-1631. You can use cash, credit card, anything. is helpful. 877-743-1631. They'll appreciate it, but more importantly, the people who get their services will appreciate your contribution at 877-743-1631.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hey there. It's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Here's our thought for the day. Langston Hughes wrote, "Hold fast to your dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." How many of you have dreams today, and what are your dreams, and are you keeping them alive? That would be my... Is it an urging? Yeah, it might be an urging. I urge you to keep your dreams alive. Yesterday, we did that silly, annoying orange thing.
Love it.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me an email and asked me to watch videos from Sexy Phil. Any of you know who Sexy Phil is?
Sexy Phil.
I don't know who Sexy Phil is.
Sexy Phil. You can't play him on the air, Richie.
Okay.
Kind of like the excerpt from Good Morning America with the Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Just dropping the F-bomb on Good Morning America. Okay. You can't really, but apparently this guy has one of the most watched websites in the world. And I went to it yesterday after I get this suggestion. I'm trying to figure out, it was sort of entertaining. About 5.5 seconds. You never heard of him before, Rich?
No.
I'm sort of surprised you never heard of him. Jennifer, never?
No,
Roberta wouldn't have.
Nope.
He's about, I'm guessing by looking at late
20s. Why wouldn't I have heard about him?
Because he's too young and hip for you.
Oh, jeez.
But Sexy.
She's got a 16-year-old.
Sexy Phil. I bet you your 16-year-old knows. You ask Victoria, which comes home from school today, if she knows who Sexy Phil is.
Okay.
Sexy Phil has a commentary that he runs every day on his blog. And there are literally millions of people watching this guy. And, I mean, it's okay, but I don't get why it is. We talk about Adam, why do I never remember his last name? The guy who's on radio and television and Adam
Carolla.
Carolla, oh, yeah. Right. He's got a blog that's pretty successful, and Tom Likas has, and some of the other radio and TV people. This guy came from no place. Nobody ever heard of this guy.
Is it Philip DeFranco? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Philip DeFranco is Sexy Phil. So if you want something, you just go scratch it and say, how come this guy is so watched? Check it out. I'm not trying to promote him, but it's interesting to see what's out there. 51 after.
It comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is CeeLo Green. No, I don't know.
I was like, really? Wow, I didn't know that.
I don't know. This is Danny Elfman from The Nightmare Before Christmas, Halloween 1993. The song is This is Halloween. And, of course, all these Halloween movie musics, movie music from the Halloween movies, part of what we focus on, movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to preview the movies coming out this weekend, and it's some movie news probably as well. Now, this movie that we have in the contest today, every day during the movie visit that Chuck has with us, we have a contest. And I don't know, this was out, this was the biggest movie during the Halloween season 1998. It's a pretty bloody violent movie, but I don't think it fits into the horror movie category. You'll figure it out for yourself. You'll recognize the voice, the star, very recognizable voice and presence. And so we'll lay it out, your ear can pick it up and see what you do with it. 800-510-8255. Think about what you what you were doing in 98 and what you are thinking as you listen to this stuff. As I said, I would never have seen this movie. I just saw enough of it to know it would nauseate me. But it was, I think, part of a series of three, Chucker.
This means it's going to be one of Chucker's favorite all-time movies.
Well, let's see. Here, let's go to first cut there, Richie.
The worst things out tonight, the vampires.
Like what?
Like me.
I think I know.
Yes. Chucker, is that enough? Clear. You got it?
I'm not too... When, 1998?
1998, yeah.
Let's play another clue.
800-510-TALK. Here's
the next. Is there a V in the title?
No.
Oh, I'm wrong then. Okay, here we go.
Same, but you're on the right path.
Crosses and running water don't do shit, so forget what you've seen in the movies. Do you use a stake, silver, or sunlight?
Yeah, you're on the right path, though.
here's a clue. Pay your taxes?
Yep.
Okay.
800-510. He's so clever. 800, 10 million, as a matter of fact. 800-510. How this guy got away with not paying $10 million in taxes. He's in jail, I think.
He didn't get away with it.
3 years, I think he's in the slammer. 800-510-8255.
Although when he gets out, he'll be in Expendables 3.
Really?
Yeah, well, of course. He'll be in all that stuff. Oh, yeah, he'll be right back.
He's a good action hero.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. All right, next clip.
The world you live in is just a sugar-coated topping. There is another world beneath it.
Nice.
The real world.
800-510-8255. You know what this is? From Halloween 98. You got to figure it out by now. If you got it, you got it. You got a swell prize if you've never won before in Movie Moments, and you come up with the answer. Chucker has a list of what we're going to be able to see this weekend at the box office in a moment here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have to look for? It seems to be there are a couple of good previews around for this weekend.
There's two films open nationwide. One which could be big, which is Paranormal Activity 4. Part 3 Doug last year had the biggest opening for a horror film, doing $50 million in business. So this is, whether it's good or bad, this is money in the bank for Paramount. Yeah. Also opening is Alex Cross, in which Tyler Perry plays the role that Morgan Freeman did in Kiss the Girls and The Long Came a Spider. Matthew Fox of Lost fame really leaned out and put on a lot of muscle to play the villain.
Bad. He's a bad guy. It looks like an interesting, maybe a little bit too violent, but sort of interesting movie.
Well,
I just saw
interesting because Tyler Perry, who's mostly known for the Madea movies, although he's had a lot of power and weight in the business, is trying to cross over and star in
action
films. So it really will be interesting to see how it does at the box office. Mm-hmm. One bit of movie news, DeadlineHollywood.com, which is mostly reliable, says Ghostbusters 3 looks like it will really happen with a firm summer filming date. Now, Bill Murray most likely will not be involved, but director Ivan Reitman, who did the first two Ghostbusters, will direct. Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis will return.
Wow.
And also Rick Moranis, and most likely Sigourney Weaver. They're going to go for a younger cast also to spin it off into a new generation. Uh-huh. So I would look for Jonah Hill to be the first pick that they look to cast.
All right, let's see. Anthony is in Missouri. Anthony, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Well, thanks for asking. What's the name of this movie?
It's Blade with Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes stars from Halloween 98 in Blade. There were, what, three of those, Chucker, I think?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, good job, Anthony. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Hold on. We'll take care of you.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.